Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Linda Norton. She is a junior with the Pella Girls Wrestling Team and a co-captain on the team. First of all, good to catch up with you again. I know last time we had you on was in middle school. The season's pretty much in full throw right now, right? We're talking during winter break, but obviously you've had a lot of meet so far and a lot yet to come. What have you enjoyed so far about this season?
The season's been really good so far. It's been good to meet the new girls who are new to the team and get closer with the girls who wrestled last year. I've seen a lot of personal growth in my wrestling ability, so that's been fun. And just seeing the sport as a whole grow. You go to tournaments and there's so many more people and so many more parents than there were last year.
Well, and it's pretty crazy to see the growth in the Pella program because we dropped Knoxville. They got their own program. Obviously, some girls that you got to know. There's a really good senior class that you graduated last year, but it seems like right now a lot of energy, still a lot of records being broken by the team. How exciting has that been to see these new faces come in, bring new energy, and obviously build on the tradition that's already been built here at Pella High?
Yeah, it's been really amazing. We have a lot of freshmen this year, and just we have a new senior and all different levels. So that's been really exciting to see. A lot of the freshmen we have this year wrestled as middle schoolers. So with some of the co-practicing between the middle schoolers and the high school, we already kind of knew them. But just getting to know them better and see what they're capable of, both as wrestlers and as people, has been super exciting to see.
Well, and I think what has been exciting, I think, for a lot of people, too, is that, you know, at a school where there's a lot of excitement around basketball and even off this fall, that there's a new sport that's really growing and gaining momentum. What's that been like knowing that even a few years ago? When I talked to you in middle school, there wasn't Pella Girls Wrestling, but now there's not only a program here, but one that is building success. It's also doing a lot of community outreach, which I know you're in the middle of a fundraiser right now, and it's one that's really kind of gaining notoriety in the school.
Yeah, it's amazing to see how much support we've gotten, and especially like the first year of girls wrestling was sanctioned. There was a lot of what? Girls wrestling is a thing? And not pushback, but some unsureness about that. And just as the sport's grown, we've seen so much great support from the community. People are so welcoming to it. You talk to people and they want to know when our meets are and all the things. And with our fundraisers, we've gotten lots of support from local businesses. So that's just amazing to see. And I wouldn't expect anything less from Pella, where people are so supportive of sports and all the extracurriculars.
Well, and not only that, you talked about the sport rapidly growing even at the state level. And the tournaments you're going to this year, even if you've gone to the same venue, look very different because there's more schools there. There are more girls. For someone who is maybe a little bit of a later comer to the sport, what's it like to kind of grab onto it while it's still new and kind of growing like this? And how exciting is it to help kind of set the stage for what it looks like 1, 2, 5 years down the road?
Yeah, it's so exciting. And there's so much new energy and being a part of something where, you know, the culture is kind of being created for the first time. And I wasn't here those first, like, really early years, but being able to jump in as it's growing and there's so many new faces and excitement about it, it's just, there's a lot of hope there to see what it can grow into and how good the culture can be.
We're here with Linda Norton. She's a junior and she's a co-captain of the Pella Girls Wrestling Team. There's still some season left here. Again, we're talking over winter break, and there's only about a month between now and state already as we get to that point in the season. How excited are you to come out of the break, and what are the things you've been working on during this time in between matches to get yourself ready for those competitions that start right away coming up in early to mid-January?
Yeah, I'm very excited to see that first meet out of break. It's always fun to get back to it. And over break, we have a lot of opportunities to go to clinics and wrestle with other teams. So that's really fun. You get to learn from new coaches and practice with people outside of your team, which really just helps to grow your learning and your capabilities as a wrestler.
Well, and I know that there's a home meet coming up for the team as well as a home tournament. You haven't been at home a whole lot, though. There's been a lot of traveling. How excited are you for that coming up, knowing you'll get the chance to wrestle in front of a home crowd and be able to showcase all the hard work you've been doing here in the community?
Yeah, that'll be super fun. With wrestling meets, you don't get a lot of a cheering section besides for just parents. So having that opportunity where community members and classmates and everyone can come out and watch, that's just really fun to see and get to show off how much our program has grown.
Well, and not only that, it's coming at a time where you're getting ready and tuning up for the postseason, and it's weird to even think of it maybe coming up, but it is already. You know, what are the things in practice and things that you're doing in these meets now, especially that you've been through this process, that you need to do to get yourself tuned up, knowing that even though there are some great wrestlers out there, it still feels like there's so many weight classes that are wide open that there's a lot of chances to get to state?
Yeah, I just got to stay focused and keep working. And I think with any sports season, it's like, oh, we're just getting started. We're just getting into it. And then suddenly the postseason's right around the corner. So just kind of keeping a clear head and not getting worried about, oh, the rankings and the whatever else. And just doing your stuff and doing your moves and continue to get better.
when you talk about that overall, then what do you think are team goals then heading in? Because, you know, there are some girls, I'm sure, that have prospects that in terms of Isabella, right, who's been to the state tournament, Elizabeth, who's been injured and wants to go to the state tournament, all the way to girls who may not necessarily have a chance to do that. There's still goals for everybody. What are the overall, you know, kind of pillars that you're standing on going into the second half of the season? And what's kind of the overall vision for what you'd like to see this team accomplish between now and that state tournament in Coralville?
Yeah, absolutely. Just supporting each other. There are girls who have a good chance of making it to state, and there's girls who probably won't. And no matter what, we all practice together all the way to the end. So we'll be there supporting each other. Our quote of the week this week was family, and it was forget about me, I love you, and just being there for each other and pushing each other even when it's hard and just making us the best that we can be. So I think a big focus for us will just be keeping that in mind and pushing each other and loving each other all the way to the end.
That's Linda Norton. She's a junior and a co-captain of the Pella Girls wrestling team, joining us here about the midway point of the season. Linda, nice to catch up with you. First time since I think we talked in middle school. All the best to you the rest of the way, and look forward to seeing you at your home tournaments coming up.
Thank you.